This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I wake up in this strange environment, and then I say, oh yes, I'm in New York, and I see Andrew Cuomo. He is on the cot in my hotel room. As we just been up, you know, you stay at like, we're up so late talking. You look at the time and I say, oh, just let me call up a cot. Just let me call up a cot for you.
Yeah, let me call down and have them send the cot up.
And he's still snoozing, and so I tiptoe out of the room. And I go downstairs to the concierge, and I say, hello, I'm looking for, just trying to wake myself up this morning. Where is the good place to practice karate nearby? And the concierge says, what are you talking about? And now I'm like, oh my God, this guy, this is one of the guys that the karate guys don't want him to know.
Oh,
about the good studio.
God, so he, all right. So I'm starting to put this together.
Yeah.
Because you told me this story before.
Right.
And I said.
But I was feeling you out too, because I want to make sure that you were one of the.
And I said, tell me again later. Well, and I had to do the same thing, yes. Where I'm going, is this
we're
the way one of these guys
around it.
Finds out where the good karate studio is? He tells a story about how someone else didn't know about it. And then I slip up and I go like, he didn't know it was on. And I'm not going to say it now because that guy could be listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't know it was on blank, and now you know, you show up, you know, you learn some of the moves that we don't want some of these guys to know.
Because if everyone knew them, there would be no one else.
There's no advantage anymore in having the martial arts, and it is an art.
Mm-hmm. And a business.
It's a business, it's an art, and it's a form of combat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of life that's peaceful, mostly. It's a peaceful punching and kicking style. Which is why I worship it. But anyway, go ahead. So you're talking to the concierge.
Well, I say, oh, nothing. I don't want anything.
Uh-huh.
Can I just speak to your manager real quick? Because this guy I know, he's a manager. I know he knows. The manager comes in and say, you know, can just the karate place, you know, like the good karate place. And he is also like, what do you mean?
Right. And because he's now, scared the concierge might overhear.
Yes. And now I'm in very big trouble. And now... they are going to seriously beat me up if they find out that now two guys I've told that
are
there
aware
is
that there is at least a good karate place they should be searching
a
for.
A good secret studio around. So to punish myself, I had to unlearn all the moves.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then your belt?
Yep.
Had to belt back?
Mm-hmm. I had to untie my belt, and I tied it so tight, I had to sort of wriggle it down myself and step out.
I got back belted a few years ago where I had to back belt all the way down to green.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
And Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Linebacker.
It really hurt when I did it.
Of this industry we call showbiz. We did the show, and now it's time to go home and do it again.
Mm-hmm. And so you think, oh, well, they did the show in New York. Maybe they're done doing it in L.A. Well, showbiz has something else to tell you about this, and I'll tell you who else has something else to say about it. It's our guest, and oh, yeah, it's a corker of a guest.
It's Tawny Newsome is here to do the show.
Why am I a corker?
It's a good thing, and we've had this argument before that some people think that corker sounds bad, but actually, it's like, let's pop the cork, it's champagne time.
Oh.
And it's a senator, it's too, like, which is a famous kind of politician.
And it's cool. Also maybe like a cork bat, like you're hitting a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a bat that's made of cork? Does that
that's an automatic home run bat.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's magic home run bat. Yeah, so we've got a corked bat.
And Tawny's here, and she's on Bajillion Dollar Listening, a show that we do not like to promote
show.
But I do have a question about it.
Yeah,
Were you ever witness to any conversations about checking people's availability?
Were you around for that?
Yeah. You know, actually, they run every guest star by each member of the cast to make sure we don't have any kind of, like, blood feuds, you know, any kind of deep family trauma with them. So, yeah. So, basically, we all approve as a committee, everyone who comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very involved.
And then, So our names must have come up, and then it's someone in particular.
I don't recall ever hearing your name, mm-hmm, but also yeah. I don't recall not hearing it. So
okay, so
maybe it's because we weren't a veil. That makes me think that really we weren't a veil.
That means we actually weren't a veil. Because yeah. if we'd been a veil, it would have gotten
It would have gone up to Tawny, and Tawny would have said, and I love that idea.
Tawny would have loved it, and then somebody yeah. would have had a problem with it, and mm-hmm. then Tawny would have had to be like, yeah. hey, cool it.
You know? It's for the show. It's not about your interpersonal stuff. It's mm-hmm. about doing a good show.
Right. It is about doing a good show. And I always say, like, leave your beef at the door, you know? Mm-hmm. And so whatever problem Paul F. Tompkins has with you guys, I don't want to get into it. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just, I'm not saying that he does, but if one were to,
but
it would
be. But if
he
does, and if it's a big problem, yeah. yeah, then that's the kind of beef that maybe should be outside.
Can
yeah.
I ask another question about a show that I often don't like to promote on this show? Have sure. you have you done Spont?
Yeah.
How many
I've
times?
A few of those. Somewhere between like 80 and 200,000 probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That you've done. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in, they just did episode
They record ahead of time on those.
Yeah,
ahead. Yeah, they stack them up.
I started doing that show before I got into comedy.
Interesting.
That's what it seems like for a lot of people. I think a lot of people that do that show.
I've noticed that yeah. they're sort of going like, oh, maybe I'll try comedy after this. Oh, that's interesting that you've done that many.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Paul did say...
How was it a year or so in between each appearance for you?
No, it was usually just like... Sometimes we did two in one day. So I don't know what the average is, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
sometimes it'd take a couple weeks, sometimes two in one day.
Must have not have been available that day
yeah,
either.
It must have been a weird day for us.
So you do Bajillion Dollar Properties, a show that I called Bajillion Dollar Listening before on purpose. And we mm-hmm. like to talk about your job on the show,
uh-huh.
which is the
doing houses.
Yeah, I'm a real estate
making
broker.
The sale. Mm-hmm. Yes, the almighty bajillion dollar. And
so you're an expert on this. You got to learn a little bit about this. Just studying.
Just role research.
I actually became when I got the role. I'm very invested in like backstory and an actor's journey. So I became an ordained real estate agent.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't just do it online like a lot of people do.
A lot of people do it online.
Seminary, and I did it.
And
so.
She's got the badge around her neck.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know everything there is to know about real estate.
It's the kind of the cool way that David Caruso used to wear his police badge on NYPD Blue, and he would wear it around his neck on a chain.
And sometimes like a choker.
Yeah, it would be real tight.
Ooh, like a cameo?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like a cameo.
But it's a badge.
Word up. So,
so if you're an expert on this stuff,
yeah.
sort of a weedsy question about house... when you sell a house,
mm-hmm.
what do you get back?
Yes, thank you. Great question.
Great
Hayes.
Question. Thank you. A lot of times we get money.
Okay, see?
Okay, yeah. Okay. So then you've settled a bet, and I do owe Hayes now a fresh dinner. So, because I told him no way. I said, it can't be that easy that you sell it and you just get the money.
Right.
You must get like a smaller, worse house and then you mm-hmm. have to fix it or something.
And if he had won the bet, he was going to get me an old dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which
a
I
nasty
was.
Nasty old yeah. dinner.
Yes. And then I watch him eat it all.
Wait, so then that's like a prize for you is that you get to watch mm-hmm. him eat
watch
this
Hayes
old
eat this
dinner.
Old dinner. And I have one I've been saving.
Ooh, it's just like beans.
Oh, it's beans. It's so old. It's so old, it's beans. So. Now I got to find a fresh dinner somewhere, and I'm hoping Engineer Sam has something stashed, or maybe Chef Kevin.
Is there like a sponsor or something you could talk about?
Oh, to make a fresh
already
dinner.
Already saying fresh dinner, I think, was we're in very dangerous territory.
Well.
So, yeah, do you guys have questions about
Yeah, well,
dinner,
so.
Well, we just asked one, but.
We need
right.
to. I don't want this to be a fight just because Hayes is right.
But this is sort of leading to another question that yeah. we had, which is if you were running a podcast company,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you think it would be the right thing to do to pay your hosts the like
just
amount
so
that
much.
They deserve that, which is like a,
tons,
so much tons of money.
Yeah. So much.
Are you guys not getting paid tons of money?
It certainly doesn't feel like it.
Oh, and I feel like I've been on all the other podcasts I've been on. Everyone's like, I really need a new, you know, I need
money.
To. Diversify my portfolio because I have so much money coming in.
They're investing
getting
in made, stuff.
Getting
yeah,
paid tons of money.
And yeah. we and so yeah, when we diversify our portfolio. Yeah. All we do is just separate the two folders, you know.
Oh, you actually have a tangible.
We have, yeah. Hayes and I have been sharing this. We put each dollar we make into a different sleeve of this accordion folder.
Okay.
And it's nearly full.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nearly full.
One bill at a time. We've been filling up this accordion
folder. It's a big folder. We date it.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're getting pretty close. And so we might need to diversify soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And get a different one.
A good way, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about money before. A good way for Earwolf to make some money so they can pay us tons of money like we have to get is to sell the studio.
Yeah, because studio is almost like a house. In fact, I say we call it a house.
Yeah, can we, for the purposes of this conversation, can we call it a house?
Be helpful for you.
Yeah,
call
it a house. Help me. Thank
and
you.
It's like a big family here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And who's the daddy?
Oh, of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say Hayes?
You can say whatever
that's
you want,
my friend.
That's
so funny, because I was thinking Sean, just when I hear that word, that's sort of
there can be two dads.
That's sort of the face that sort of like explodes into my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my two dads. Remember Paul Reiser?
And so we were talking about selling the house that
Chris
is a studio.
Evigan or something.
Do we need, should we get like some kind of just like spoken word permission to do this? Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, well, we need some kind of blessing, you know, by hook or by crook. We're going to need.
From a beat poet.
You said spoken word blessing?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, right, if it's sort of a Kerouacian.
You'll have to help me remember what I said. Instead of just referencing it. It would be nice if you said, from when you said spoken word before, that reminds me of
I'm going off
beat
something
poet.
You That's just great. Said. Say, I'm going off of something you just said a minute ago, less than even.
That would be helpful for me.
And great. Here's what you said, and then here's what I'm going to do with it.
Restate it, and then say what I want to say. And if you guys can
And
help,
don't take too long to do that, because then I'm going to forget the beginning.
The beginning,
I'll do my damnedest. If you guys could remind me when you have asked a question by saying, I also just asked a question, then I'll know how to respond with something that either has a period or an exclamation point on the end. Because sometimes I'll just ask questions, and you do not answer a question with a question.
Okay, so we're coming up with some great rules, and I think the podcast is going to go pretty really smoothly afterward. Yeah. So what's going to happen is, if we want to reference something that Hayes said, we're going to say, Hayes, you just said this. I'm going to reference it now. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing I'm using to reference what you just said. Now, Hayes will usually respond to that by asking you some kind of question. At the end of the question, he'll say, that was a question I just asked.
And
you
I'll go,
will answer,
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're done answering, Hayes will say, please don't ask if I have any questions. Maybe ask if I have any other questions, but I did already ask you a question. Now, what am I going to be doing during this?
Well, yes,
I'm
you
glad
need
you
some
asked.
Business.
You need something.
What
will bring the listeners back after all of that?
Oh, right. What's going to really hook them in?
Yeah.
I guess I could come up with some catchphrases.
Ooh.
Right?
So while we're going through that whole...
I'm coming up with something that could really
that
grab people.
Real fire.
They could become a hashtag, ideally.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Do you guys get a lot of your phrases become hashtags? Does that happen?
We're really close. We're
That's
getting
awesome.
Really
We're not
going to
act like, you know, Doughboys. You ever do Doughboys?
I haven't, no.
Oh.
Really?
So that's something. And I did just ask you a question.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So that's it. That is one show that we did a couple times and they've only turned us down to guest on our show.
A couple other times.
Couple other times.
So Doughboys really begs for hashtags.
Okay.
We're not going to do that. We're going to say something. You want to make it a hashtag? Oh, great.
Great.
That would be great for us. We would like that.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Hey, you don't want to do it?
No skin off our nose.
Hey, our nose has just got tons of skin.
Just skinny noses.
So it's skinny as hell.
But tell us, so we can find it, that you are doing a hashtag for us, which like with like hashtag... Here's your hashtag.
Hashtag, here's your hashtag.
Great.
So we can find it because otherwise we are not going to be able to find these.
That's
hashtags.
How you search them.
Yeah.
So you guys want to sell this house, huh?
We have to sell the studio today.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes.
Short
we are
sale.
Going to be doing it, yes, today.
We did make some purchases, Hayes and I, thinking that our portfolio was going to be diversified. Mm-hmm. And, some of the stuff I didn't really understand that they were telling me in the offices over here, but it was like about not the show not being good and no money, and no one wants to listen and nobody likes it. And I wasn't totally clear on what they were saying, but that yeah. the advertisers are always mad that we don't really ever do anything related to the copy or really advertise the product. And so they don't get money from that, and not enough people listen anyway, even if they did. No one's donating, and no one is liking us on Apple Podcasts or whatever.
I hate when networks are so cryptic. It's like, say what you mean. I know,
these games, because we're straight up.
Games, right.
I'm straight up.
Now tell me.
I do not play head games. I'm over the games. I'm an adult.
Right.
You know?
We're grown up.
What is CISO? I just tell you. Is CISO straight up?
CISO straight up, now tell me. They tell us exactly what we're going to be doing. They say season 3 is coming out June 1st. That's what they say. And when they say that, I know that that was a statement. It was not a question, so I know that they're right and true. And with regards to what you said earlier about the Doughboys, that is a thing I remember that you said. So I just wanted to reference it back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember talking about it.
Here's your hashtag. And then, and that's not really working for me as a catchphrase. And I do have to come up with something else.
You can work on it.
Okay. So do we want, because I have found actually a space that we, it's not like we're going to throw everyone out of the street that works here, that lives in this house.
No.
There's a space I found downtown, downtown San Pedro, that is. This amazing building.
Does San Pedro have a downtown?
It is near, it's sort of, it's a downtown for like boats.
So the harbor. So you found a harbor.
Well, this building is amazing. It's all stacked up, and you walk in and you put in like $10 and this little barrier like raises up and you walk in and you have your own little space. That you can do whatever you want in. It's mostly cars that are like surrounding you. They have their own little like space too.
But there's this really cool. It's a really cool design where it's all based in like parallel lines and numbers.
Yes,
multiple.
It's very modern. Very modern.
Yes, very
brutalist.
It's sort
modern.
Of yes, like sort Danish, of Japanese kind of, inspired or
Danish,
something.
Danish Japanese.
Yeah,
modern.
It's like Danish Japanese
efficiency. Yeah,
Asio Danish.
It's like a pod hotel for sometimes mostly cars, but also for people. It's like, and it's like a big space. It's bigger than a lot of the desks.
Huge raw space. Huge, so much
bones.
Potential.
Good
great bones.
Bones. Yes. Are great there.
Yeah. So we are fascinated with this, and I think that we could really make it a pretty cool spot, and it would be somewhere I think for Cody to live as well.
Wow.
So let's.
There are definitely some nests around.
Yeah.
But you have to get out of this place before you can go.
We have
put an
to.
Offer on that.
Yes.
Place,
because
right?
as I said, it's not free to have a space there.
No, we'll move the money, some of the money straight into there, and then some of it to cover some of the purchases that Hayes and I have made that where maybe we thought that we were going to diversify our portfolio. And then there's all this coded language coming from the sort of offices of Earwolf about not. No one wants. Howl or something.
Okay.
And what does it mean?
We buy a lot of fancy candy.
Ooh, like C's or Ghirardelli?
You name it.
C's, Ghirardelli.
Ferrero Rocher.
Entenmann's. Is that candy?
I haven't unwrapped it yet, but I hope it's candy in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's Russell so it's too pretty Stover. On the outside. Yes.
Yeah. But
have you ever thought of just waiting until the day
Cadbury.
After a holiday and getting the discounted candy?
Well, it's a little too late for that. And we are underwater on this candy. Mm-hmm. And
the next holiday is
Memorial Day.
Yeah. And the Memorial Day candy is not. Not
it's not
good.
What we.
A lot of toffee bald eagles.
Yeah. And it makes you remember. It has like a chemical inside that makes you remember veterans.
It's red, white, and blue fruit slices.
Ooh.
And.
I'd say like the Korean War on them. It's kind of rough.
Yeah. And like saltwater taffy with like bullet holes in it.
Ooh. So visceral. So
it's not fun. I want my candy to be fun for me.
Yeah. I don't want there to be blood on my candy, you know?
No.
Unless it's mine.
Yeah. Or unless it's like a, you know, wax vampire teeth or something. Then okay, if there's a little drop of blood, that's kind of funny.
Can we talk to Scott, please?
Let's just talk to Scott. Let's talk to Scott Ankerman and just feel him out a little bit and maybe get him, even if he doesn't want to necessarily sell the house. One cool thing we could do is get him saying yes about something else when we edit the show together.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we good. Go like, so maybe we get him, we ask him some question at first that he could maybe say, oh, I fully support that. You have my blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards, we'll ask him about the house. If mm-hmm. he wants to sell it, okay, great. You know,
yes.
Then it's just a bonus. But if he doesn't, we go like, okay. And then do a little bit of a Stitcher premium on that thing.
Mm-hmm. You edit great. It. And then the
Stitch
bank.
Stitch it together.
Yes.
They just need a verbal confirmation, so they'll have that.
Good.
Great.
That'll be good, yeah.
Who's talking first? Does he know I'm here or am I a surprise?
Oh, wait. I think we need you to call him.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
This will be very normal.
If we were on the phone
we'd
with
chat
him,
a lot.
Maybe, yeah.
He used to have one of those musical rings that played Shine Down. I don't know what happened to that.
Maybe he couldn't afford the rights necessarily for the show.
Hello, you've reached Scott.
I want to know the rest. Buy the rights.
Okay, so it's a message, so.
Hi, Scott. It's Tawny Newsome, your close personal friend.
If you're satisfied with your message,
okay.
Press 1.
So let's bail on the message.
Yeah, because that one
will confuse try Kulop?
Yeah,
let's try Kulop.
And we'll try Paul if she doesn't answer.
That's good.
Huh?
Sam, do you have Kulop's number?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, yikes, Sam. She didn't want to give you her number.
What? Wait, I think someone's breaking into my house right now. My neighbor just sent me a video of my house maybe being broken into.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't get a phone call, so I guess I'll stay here. The alarm company didn't call.
Do you want to call your neighbor?
See, I texted him. He said everything's fine.
I will say this happens a lot because we do release, we do publicize who our guest is going to be,
my address.
When they're going to be recording, just for the fans.
My neighbor literally said everything's fine, so I'm just going to roll with that.
Okay.
Great. Are we calling Koo?
I wonder why the video. Yeah, maybe you should call Koo.
Okay. Do you need her number? Should I say it into this microphone?
I can beep it out.
Okay.
He said he can. He didn't say he would.
You better. I'm going to be in hot water. I know she's in the post house today, so she's editing.
Okay, so maybe she'll answer and we'll hear a spoiler.
Beep, boop, beep. That way they don't know how long it was either. This could be an international number.
Could be a long number.
477-1715-923. And now it's hidden.
Hey, you called Kulop. I'll get back to you as soon
she
as
declined
I can.
That
Bye.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're
she
frozen
really
out.
Did.
Okay.
We're getting frozen
Hi,
out.
Kulop. It's Tawny. I'm here with Sean and Hayes. We had a quick...
If you are satisfied okay. with your message...
Okay, so let's
it
bail
really
on
doesn't
that.
Want to hear.
Okay, so let's bail on that. So maybe we call Paul.
Okay, let's call
Sam,
Paul.
Sam, is it possible that when she's speaking into that, it's not being heard by the phone?
No, it should hear.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to think
so. That's just the way it's supposed to work? Okay, good.
Okay, you want
I you're right. Everything's fine.
Sam, do you have Paul's?
No.
I have
Okay, okay. 5717-9237 and
beep.
Now beep bop.
After this, if you want to just call like George Lopez or something, that would work too. He's a buddy of mine. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
Hi, it's Paul. You've reached the tiny phone in my pocket. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you very much.
Hi, Paul. It's Tawny. I'm with Sean and Hayes. They want to talk to you. Bye.
If you are satisfied with your message,
take
press
that.
One.
Take
your
that.
Message,
yeah, that was a victory for
send
us.
Your message with normal
take
delivery.
That.
Press 1 to send message.
So,
okay.
That, so. I think, gives us legal liability. We have...
Well,
on record
we've
that we
tried
three times.
And so, and we talked to the three people who own this house.
And uh-huh. we could also, Colin's right outside.
I guess we could ask Colin
Is
if
Colin
it's okay.
Is Colin in charge?
Hey, Colin.
Colin, we've been calling everybody we know. Might as well get to you.
Colin's not here either.
That was really good.
Yeah, and then we'll get on George Lopez.
Okay, so I guess it has to be Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
No,
okay.
Kevin. Don't take photos.
Kevin.
Kevin, that's the last thing you should be doing.
Because right we now. Called, first when we called Scott, I got a vibe from just like the voicemail and the ringing that he was like indisposed mm-hmm. and like maybe mm-hmm. physically involved with somebody. And then I called Cool Up, which basically confirmed it mm-hmm. that the two of them were potentially in the boudoir. Mm-hmm. But then I call Paul mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, but I guess he has to be there too. He so, must be.
Oh, man.
Like and now Colin is there, too.
And everybody's getting it on in the post boot? House.
What?
I'll tell you what. Earwolf's about to be post house because we're going to sell this mother.
Oh, that was really
Kevin,
good.
Kevin, can you sit down, please? And remember when 5 seconds ago I told you not
yeah,
to take pictures?
Yeah, the last thing you need to be doing right now.
So we're That's just giving you last official word doing. Legally that we are selling the studio today.
Oh, wow. Today?
Yes, yeah. today. So
it has to be today, and we're probably going to take a bath on this thing value-wise, but it's got to move fast.
We're also going to take a bath because it's hot out and because it cools you down better than showering.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, a cold bath.
So collect your ties and all that, and your little, like, the cups of water
your
that you're—
little buckle shoes and all your stuff that you keep under there.
Oh, you guys? Sorry, Kevin, you're very valuable, but Cool Up said she'd talk to us.
Oh, okay.
So maybe should we try
so
her.
So let's try. So Kevin, get out of here.
Kevin, I'm sorry. You got to go, man.
Leave the camera.
Yes, leave.
Yeah.
Leave the camera.
Just because don't touch it. It's the last thing you should be doing right now is
dealing
with the camera.
Yeah, because Tawny can do it.
I'm just going to take some pictures. They're going to call Cool Up.
Tawny
Kevin,
can
we have
do
no
it.
Need for you, but you've been very nice. You know how to take them? Nope. I don't. No, but I want to learn. I want to teach myself.
And leave your ties and your shoes, too, actually.
I need to... Cool Up's number again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Did we lose the entire audience? Is this a...
No, Are this is the me? Stuff they like. This is like their favorite shit.
This
They're
is their
so
favorite.
Fucked up,
okay,
man.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. 2, 3, 7, beep, boop, beep.
2, 2, 8.
I really don't know how to use this camera.
No, no one does.
I shouldn't have dismissed him. Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Cool Up. It's Tawny Newsome, your close personal friend.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh,
Cool Up?
What did I... this reminds me of something I said earlier.
Can you hear us? Someone else talk to her.
Cool Up? Oh, I can't help but remember something I mentioned a little bit ago.
Then maybe it can't hear us.
That I was thinking of maybe cutting out of the show. But now I think I might leave it in.
Well, that's odd.
Is it?
Well, what do we do?
Do we do it again, or do we give up and try a new bit?
Give me a second. Let's see if we figure it out.
Well, because at worst, we could call her on speaker and hold the phone up to the mic.
And it's actually better if we've already made the sale when we're calling her, because we can say, here's buku bucks.
We could talk the numbers, yeah.
Yes.
Well, do we have to call someone to try to sell it to?
Oh, yeah.
And is it maybe...
Who's the guy who started Feral?
Oh, yeah. Do we call Dustin Martian and see if he wants to buy it? Right.
The way he bought the Sklars.
Let me try something real quick.
Hold which on. We're allowed to talk about now, by the way.
Do you want to call me, Sam, as a trial? And then I'll see
no,
if
your
I
mics
can...
are going to drop out for 1 second.
You need her number again?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, yes, I am.
7242222. Okay.
We should sell the studio to Andrew T.
That would be really good when Andrew gets here, yeah.
That's great.
We could throw in an appearance on our
Go
show.
Go for Cool Up. You like socks?
Hi, Cool Up. It's your close personal friend and employee, Tawny Newsome. How are you?
Hello?
Nope.
Oh,
can't
my
hear me.
God.
Sam. Huh.
Should I just do
Hello?
Speakerphone?
Sam, weird.
Hello.
They should be.
Hello?
Should I just speakerphone her and hold it up?
Speakerphone her.
Speakerphone.
Sam, I was going to say that you could come with us.
To the new
studio. I honestly, I had spent a lot of time thinking about it, and you were going to be able to come too.
Hi, is that being heard in the thing?
Yes.
Cool Up, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Great. Here we are. I'm here with Sean and Hayes, and we have a proposition. Nay, a thing that's already in motion that we just want to make you legally aware of. Are you sitting down, and do you have a notepad?
God, I'm frightened. I'm very. Oh, I have to take notes.
Yeah, I think you need a notepad because there's some ins and outs legally with this.
And Kulop, you are not being recorded on the show. I just want you to know, like, just for legal purposes, you do have to say that.
Yeah.
You're not live.
And you're, and it's safe. Kulop.
Okay, you're giving me, you're telling me that legally I'm safe.
Yeah, legally you are in a safe space.
For now.
For now, you fucking snowflake. So here's what's going to happen.
I love this challenge.
Here's what's happening. As their broker, because you know I actually did go to real estate, the ministry school for it. So I'm their legal real estate broker, and Sean and
ministry school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I could become an ordained real estate agent. You don't remember I did that for the cause of our show?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can't. You know. It's tough. The actors say a lot of things,
but go on. Well, I'm sure you could tell by how my depth of knowledge about real estate when we were filming. You know, it's called feeding the well for an improviser.
She didn't remember this. Like, she don't remember the time she checked our avail.
Okay, so these guys, they are in a bit of a financial quandary. Nay, a financial... They're also, they've also found an opportunity. They've identified a business opportunity to save Earwolf some money. So what they want to do is they want to sell the current Earwolf space, heretofore referred to as the house, and thereafter they will become the sole owners, transferring the deed over to said aforementioned party, and then they're going to move into a parking space in San Pedro. Okay, great. We have time.
Mainly just, I guess, why the three of you think that this information would apply to me, and I guess in any way. That's not the main question I have.
May I address them one at a time, or you prefer for to wait for you to be done?
No. I'm done, and also I like it. I like it.
Okay, so to address your first question, yes, I understand why you'd be confused, why we are calling you and maybe not Scott Aukerman. However, I'm trying to undo...
Oh, by the way, guys, Scott Aukerman does his own Earwolf.
It's cool. I think you're great. And for you to think, like, you just should talk to Scott about this stuff, I mean, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I think he should let you make more decisions.
I hate that you are sort of in that headspace where it's like, oh, I have to check with Scott. It's like, forget it, you know, check with us. We just said it's cool.
Sean, hey, I'm saying that Scott also does not own Earwolf.
Well,
because we sold it.
Because yeah, no one owns anything, really. I mean, in the.
No, because she's giving us permission to sell.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wait, hang on 1 second. Is this Kulop?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we got it. We got the yes.
Okay. So, Kulop, also, I thought it was important to call you instead of Scott because of the number of times that when Bajillion Dollar Properties is referenced in the media and they call it Scott Aukerman Show, I thought we should take back the night a little bit. And
yes.
Kulop needs to be in charge of some stuff, you know, to replace that.
And I got to say, also, we didn't call Scott first.
Sean,
yeah.
Are you being honest? This is a legal call, right? And this is a safe legal space.
I gotta say, one thing I gotta say about cell phones is they hack those things. If you've seen some of the news, they're hacking those things and changing the times of calls.
And so the words.
So it looks like somebody called somebody one time and then somebody else afterward. And you can't trust that data.
Right.
Snowden, if he taught us anything, he taught us this.
Okay, so Sean, are you then now telling me
what?
Words?
Almost the opposite. Almost the opposite.
Here's what's most important. We called Paul after you.
Okay.
So you should know in the hierarchy of this project, you rank ahead of Paul F. Tompkins. That's something. That's pretty great.
Okay.
And Paul's a big deal.
Yeah, and then it was going to be George Lopez, but we, but then I texted you, so now we've got you.
And then it was going to be Andrew T. Yeah, then we came to Kevin, but it was going to be Andrew T., but we think he's a potential buyer.
Yeah.
And we got a pretty sweet deal lined up for him.
I think we did all be sending you some DocuSign documents or zip form.
Again, I have no legal.
She has no
just
computer.
A formality.
I may have the worst Earwolf podcaster deal.
Oh, okay. Possible. Well, then you could actually benefit from this sale quite a bit.
Yeah, we could cut you in.
Well, your support means everything. Thank you so much. We're definitely going to get those DocuSign.
Howdy, I don't support this at all.
You know, the phone is very scratchy.
I think she can't hear us anymore. It's bad.
Yeah,
that's it.
I think it's bad. Static.
It's a problem
whatever.
From before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kulop.
Thanks, Kulop.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't hear us. It's too bad. So that was good, and that'll play really well, I think. Just hearing her through the speakerphone held up to the mic will be a good long section of the episode. So what I want to say is maybe we make Andrew T think we got another buyer on the line. Maybe somebody like Jeff Ulrich with some deep pockets.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Uncle Moneybags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's old Papa Smurf Moneybags.
Yes.
I think T is here. Do you want me to grab him?
Yes.
Yes, that could be really good for us.
T-Bone.
Mr. T.
Wait, let's wait. Wait. Let's wait on our, let's like develop our pitch really quick. Like some of the specs of the
house.
This
is very important, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a bedroom.
Yeah.
That's other, Studio 2 is a bedroom.
Yeah.
It's a four bedroom.
There's
it's
a
four
kitchen.
Bedroom, kitchen, plus the bathroom is a bedroom. I lived in it for 7 months, so that's canon on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Engineer Sam is technically a bedroom for billions of bugs.
Yes, all kinds of miniature bacteria is using Sam as a bedroom and a bathroom.
Kind of like a hotel for dogs type situation.
Yes, but,
but instead of cute like dogs, it's little bugs.
Little tiny bugs.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And as we mentioned, he will be staying.
Okay.
Yes. Sam will be staying. Obviously, we're going to have to offer Andrew some kind of credit to get Josh and Dana removed. You know, just you're going to have to pull in a professional for that because they are
to get
around.
Them torn out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be a knock on the price.
Yeah.
But
we wait. I think we wait until he comes to us with that.
Yes. Look, that's good.
And maybe we don't make them part of the tour necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a seller's market right now. So I think you price high and you hope for an enthusiastic buyer, which I think T is.
Okay.
Okay, let's get him in here.
Let's get T in here.
He's not here yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and Sam is sort of the MVP of this episode.
Are you aware of any repairs or problems with the home that need to be made that we can put in our disclosures?
Well, it's all a matter of perspective. Obviously, yes, Josh and Dana are a problem. At the same time, there's some great views of Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You could see him from pretty much anywhere in the home. And there's a bunch of other people whose names I don't know.
Is that because he's standing and he's so much higher than ever? So when you look out across the sea of desks,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You see him like a lighthouse in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Although I have heard reports of, other residents thinking of building a Reggie Watts cutout in front of Kevin that is going to block that view. So if he asks, we'll deal with that.
What does the zoning say? Is that
okay,
allowed?
Okay, so it's,
there
yes,
is,
it's,
it is zoned R1, which is for one Reggie Watts.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Okay, not a lot zoned R1 in LA County anymore, so that's great.
Yeah.
It's good to know. Great, well, do you know if there's any problem with the electrical or the plumbing? Or?
I know that the electrical, sometimes the bill spikes because Get Up On This will come in and like be playing all kinds of music.
They'll plug in like turntables and stuff.
Sure,
and
sure,
just
sure.
Yeah, spin for a little bit.
Yeah, and that can cause a bit of a surge in the bill, but that's only, it's pretty rare.
Okay.
And your dog did poop on all the engineer equipment last time he was in here.
As a joke, yeah.
Okay. I know, and I think that actually might have fixed some of it.
It seems to
if we can see sort of how it functions when we have an engineer attending to it, I think, you know, the dog is not, it's certainly not going to hurt.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So the foundation's intact. Structurally, it's intact.
Foundation.
Great.
As far as I know, there's a roof.
Okay.
And some of the other stuff I've been seeing is some of these walls and floors.
Okay. What? Mm-hmm. Anything about them or just that they are there?
No, but something about them. Check them out.
I mean, they look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doors in between some of the rooms.
Cool.
And
Kevin's camera.
Which I still have, and I did figure out how to use. Do you guys have any requests?
And well, that's good because we can leave it. We can give it to the seller with our pictures on it, which will help.
Oh, like included in the deal.
I'm sorry, to the buyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, do you want this place furnished? Do you want this place with one camera?
Camera. With mm-hmm. with or without pictures.
Throwing that camera could right. be good, yeah. Mm-hmm. And make it clear, you can do whatever you want with Kevin. Like, I think some yeah. people are going to go, like, obviously he's going to be part of the deal. You don't have to leave him as is.
Sure.
Yes.
You could pretty much do anything to that guy.
Okay, great. Have you thought of a price?
Well, you're kind of the house person.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is that?
You know, I mean, legally, I'm not supposed to set the price, but I can just as a favor.
And if you could give me a hint.
Yeah, probably like, okay, how much do you make? Think of that number.
Okay.
And multiply it times probably just like 200.
Okay, so $200.
Okay. You have your price.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's not even.
And how much is that? Can they, just to save us time, pay us in fancy candy?
We can put that in the addendum that you'd like to be paid in fancy candy. As long as their earnest money comes in some form of non-melting chocolate, I think we'll be fine.
If it's $200, that's not even going to cover the now and laters. Which I'll admit are not fancy
not
when you first
fancy.
Think about it.
No, that's a Walgreens
but
candy.
Look how many different flavors.
Some of the flavors are fancier than others.
Some of them like
others.
Change flavors or something.
I don't think they change flavors.
Or they're a mystery flavor.
There are some mystery flavors.
Yeah. Well, so isn't that crazy? And
is tea here? Oh, wait. Say your thing.
Well, I also want to say, in addition to the candy, we are upside down on the Spinaca purchase. Hayes and I.
Just for, yeah, after a bunch of candy.
We love having fresh breath, and we want sure. it to burn. And mm-hmm. so we have, as a post-candy treat, mm-hmm. gotten a few caseloads of Spinaca, and we got taken for a ride.
Ooh.
So the $200 isn't going to cover it. I wonder if we could almost come in a little hotter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Go,
seller's market.
Can you give us $300?
You know what? I'll even take you a step further. Say 300. List it at 300.
Uh-huh.
Tell Andrew that you have other offers and that you're
that's
in multiples
right, from
already.
Jeff Orange, yeah. Yeah.
And then tell him he needs to come in over. And he might come in yeah. at like 3 ton. You don't know.
Yeah, multiple mm-hmm. all
multiples.
Cash offers.
Yep, all
over
cash.
Asking.
No FHA. Mm-hmm. Buyer mm-hmm. to do due diligence.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Redfin.
Sold Red as is.
Zillow.
Tell him Redfin.
Yes.
Zillow.
Tell him Zillow.
LA County zoning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zip code.
Yeah, make sure he knows. And should we look up how many pedophiles are in this area? I know there's a website that does that.
We don't have – like
do
the buyer is supposed
him?
To do that,
the buyer
but we could do it
that.
Just for
okay,
fun.
Okay, we're going to get a couple pigs,
yeah.
I think. Can they tell – can they tell if one of them is standing up
in
near
this,
the door?
Yes.
Does that show up on like the little map?
If one is standing –
okay, like this one is at the standing
yeah,
desk.
Yeah, one of them is the first thing you see when you get off the elevator.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
Luckily, we are ready
Andrew.
For you.
Hello.
Thank you,
can
you
sit.
So much. Have
you
a
can
seat.
Sit.
Andrew, or it's Sam, is Andrew's mic going to be activated for him? All right, great. So, Andrew.
What's up, guys?
We got a bit of a business opportunity for you.
We've seen you. How much you like being in this studio. Just like
yep.
the way you, like, you walk in and your like, whole face
so
kind of like,
natural.
Lights up
uh-huh.
and uh-huh. you just like... This seems to be sort of your happy place.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you do like a million shows. You do like a show every friggin' day.
Yeah.
So we thought for you.
Could okay. be pretty cool.
Could be pretty great if you own the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine how many shows you could do.
Yeah.
We might even be on it, invited on it at some point.
And you could be, yes. Oh, gosh. I didn't even think of that, but that's nice. And yeah, and as a throw-in, you could do our show. So, and we would be, you know, it would be interesting because we would be hosting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'd be your guests because you'd own the studio.
Of the studio.
Yes.
Right, in my capacity.
So it'd be
as
a mind
owner.
Fuck like that with mm-hmm. special guest Lauren Lapkus show where you're sort of like, wait, what?
Like,
because
yeah.
it's kind
ones?
Of backwards.
What even is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being skeptic.
So
mind fuck.
Andrew, these are my clients. I'm representing them in this real estate transaction.
Oh, perfect.
And you've been identified as a potential buyer.
Correct.
Due to your perceived interest
and
on their part.
And tell them about the other offers.
Okay.
And we have multiple other offers in contention, pending.
And we don't have to release them.
Oh, I see. So we it's a bidding war.
Yeah, but we got to move fast.
I know what you're thinking.
For you.
Yeah. Do we have Kulop's permission? Yes, we do.
We actually called Kulop already on the show, and we had really good sound quality on that call.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to sound great. We also got Paul's voicemail, just in case you were wondering.
All right, well, if they're so I'm bidding against them or they're middle.
Yeah. You're bidding against Paul F. Tompkins and Kulop Vilayasat.
We know what kind of dough they're dealing with.
Oh, damn. All right. So who's on my side? You got Hayes?
Yeah,
Hayes, I'll be on your side.
I think
you should do it.
Yeah.
Okay. do you have any experience representing yourself in a legal real estate transaction?
No,
that's why I need the Hayes man.
Okay,
I'm just I guess I'm just the money. Do we need an LLC to be the landlord of this studio?
You need a landlord love company.
Double L.
Landlord's love company. Yeah, they don't want to be alone. That's why they keep renting out places. They need more tenants to hang out with them.
That was what that show Three's Company was about. That lonely landlord.
Mr. Roper.
It's
Mr. Roper.
Right, he is the real hero of that show.
When you work back through it, you realize that him being sort of homophobic, I think,
very.
Was kind of the real hero's journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so do I have to...
Give us money?
Do I have to have a podcast company?
Was he? I'm sorry. Am I painting him unfairly? Was he not homophobic, actually?
I think he was homophobic.
I think the thing was... He was encouraging. He would not let Jack live there
unless he was gay.
Yeah,
which was a little.
So he was actually pretty woke.
No, it was kind of heteronormative though, because it was like, ooh, two gals and a straight man that could never, you know.
Okay,
he had to be
just
gay.
Did
like,
not want dude.
No fucking.
Fucking in there.
No fucking. So he's kind of puritanical.
And this is almost like a show that we could do for you,
Andrew. This is a pitch.
Yeah,
except we're asking if.
Do I have
Mr.
To,
Roper likes gay could, people or not?
Yeah, once you, yeah.
Yo, is this gay? Do I have to, does Kevin come with the...
That is such a good question.
We have talked
about
that a little bit.
You have done your due diligence
the
as a
views,
buyer.
There's Kevin views from everywhere in the home. It's really great. He's basically like Griffith Observatory, you know?
He's got the big lens
stony,
and everything.
Stony and all-seeing.
And you can do whatever you want with him.
Okay.
Very versatile.
Before we even get to it, and I was told not to bring this up, we are willing to... Wait. Offer you some kind of credit to get Josh and Dana removed.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. To have them, I guess, replaced? Can we get them, or do I need my own source for a Josh and Dana?
That's up to you. If you have your own contractors, you can do whatever work.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you...
We know some great Josh and Dana people that we can recommend.
All right.
And if
maybe
you know whatever you want to do with this.
I don't, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe not go, we don't go with white Josh. A different race for Josh, maybe?
Okay, or a different race for any of the engineers or a different gender. Yeah.
Whatever
could be
you
interesting.
Want. I mean, granite countertops are in.
Dope.
granite Josh could be really nice.
Yeah, granite Josh with a new backsplash. Could be really good.
Some Sub-Zero appliances. It could really bring up the value.
Stainless steel.
Okay.
What would you expect to pay for something like this? And let me just say, we're listing it at $300.
$300.
Three.
But we have multiples. We're in multiples.
So you want to be competitive and aggressive.
Here's what I'm butting up against. It's going to be the disposal fee for Dana. I think it's just, I want that reimbursed. You know what I mean?
This guy is smart.
Because
it's not just,
dealing with a pro.
It's not just pulling her out.
No, you can't just... Throw her anywhere or wait for bulk pickup.
The
day.
City has like a special,
special
so that's
truck.
A concern.
Can I talk to my clients quickly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just Andrew, just earmuffs. Great.
I'm out.
Hey guys, he's right. He's a tough cookie. I think we need to meet his offer, and I think we need to offer him $200 off.
Okay, so then it's like So, okay, so it's like $100?
Yeah, it's $100, and you
and
guys
how
do...
how much is that in Fancy Candy?
Are you talking Now and Later Fancy or Ferrero Rocher?
No, Now and Later. Ferrero Rocher, I guess, is sort of the baseline of what we're talking about.
You know, maybe we can find a sale somewhere. I don't know. I just think he's going to walk away if we don't come at him correct. Okay.
Okay, Andrew.
Okay, on earmuffs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so welcome back to the negotiating table.
Part of it?
Yeah, so... We'll throw in the earmuffs, right. And of course, look, we're reasonable people. What would you say if we took care of the Dana disposal?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to need that. Yeah.
$200. Uh-huh. And so we would be willing to do it for $40?
As is.
As is.
As is. Buyer does due diligence.
Oof. Except for Kevin, who you can do whatever you want with.
Yeah, okay. Literally.
My profit margin's all in Kevin at that point, which I guess that's is.
True. Yeah. And that's depending on a lot of the Kevin market.
Yeah. But I got to say, Kevin's value is not going to appreciate.
Profits are profit, though. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm in.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
I guess I'm in.
Oh, great. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fucking flip this, Kevin, but...
Oof. Okay, so then can you drive us to the candy store?
Oh, right, like as a...
Drive me to the candy store.
That's where the deal has to go down, I guess.
That makes sense.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah. They don't let us in there anymore, so you also have to go in and buy the candy.
You got to go in, buy the candy, bring it out to
and
us.
They will ask you if it's for us, and you have to not respond.
Right. So I got to get the special car, and then no Kevin. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, you're in?
Fucking fine.
Great.
You guys have me over a barrel on this one. I guess I'm in.
Yeah, congratulations to us, to Cool Up, to Scott, to Paul, to everyone.
And to Andrew, and to the family that Andrew is going to raise up in this studio.
And to this beautiful San Pedro space that's going to get a total revival when we get in there.
The suckers at Scripps who just lost hella money.
Oh, right.
I took it out of
right,
their pocket.
I forgot about Scripps.
They were a thing.
Well, I'm just happy to see this home go to a loving caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy to be part of the transaction.
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about your commission.
Oh,
what is
God,
your commission
your
on
fee?
This?
Mine stays $300.
Okay. So
I'm part of the National Association of Realtors. We cannot accept less
would
than
you be willing to take it in 5'4 clothing?
In 5'4 clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for a person who's 5'4?
No, I don't know why they call it that. But they were an advertiser on our show at one point, and I believe I still have a pair of their jeans.
Is it? Am I too tall to wear it?
Tell me your height.
I'm 5'10".
Okay, yeah, that's.
Do you have any 5'10" clothing?
But baby, future babies.
For
sale, baby jeans never worn.
Well, I'll do it for future baby jeans.
Do you guys want to make a call and see if I fixed it? Cody?
Yeah, okay. I guess
Let's
we could call
Cody
and see if it works.
It might not.
Sam just wants to know if he fixed it.
Yeah, I'm curious.
And this even sounds different.
Even his phone ring is all fucked up.
It's like super lazy.
It's like the Cody version of a ring.
Oh, was I supposed to be ringing?
Hello?
Cody?
Hello, this is Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Cody, Hi. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, Cody, that's great.
That's so good. We've got really great news.
Oh, what the hell?
It's Hayes and Sean and Tawny Newsom.
Tawny Newsom and Andrew T.
And Andrew T. are here.
And Engineer Sam.
We do have good news. Go ahead.
Great news. So we were able to get an amazing offer from Andrew. We've sold the studio to him. He now owns Earwolf Studios. Obviously, you're going to be able to make the move with us. Hayes and I have found a really exciting space.
Mm-hmm.
It's space number 46 on the second floor, or if that's full, we can go up to the roof. In this really great San Pedro building.
It's kind of a co-working space.
With this
space.
Cool little gate in front. It's like one of these thin, long doors. It's
indoor, outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indoor, outdoor California living.
I like roofs.
Yeah.
I do like
Rube. I knew you'd say that.
But we just wanted you to know, obviously, you're going to get one of the little bottles of Banaca that come out of the deal, and you can take a shower with that.
What is Banca?
Oh, boy.
Bye, bitch.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.